Barbara Friedman on Bob's Wire this morning. Very good morning to you, Barbara, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I'm in this morning for keynote, Zane Johnson, and Barbara's with us. I think overnight we should have expected this, you know, the tweets in terms of Miss Universe 2019 and Zuzi Form Miss Universe is the hashtag there. What happened?
Well, I haven't watched the entire proceedings, but I did watch the video which we've posted on capetalk.co.za, and it was an amazing moment. I mean, like other people before me today have said, you know, we're conflicted about beauty pageants. I mean, they're not my favorite thing, but it does feel like there's been a bit of a move towards it being more about who you are as a person, the things you do, than just the way you look. So she is beautiful. And I love her style and just the way she looks. But it seems like she really is an amazing person. So, and she's going to do some good. But I can't help but feel, you know, beauty pageants, not really my scene. I'm happy for her.
I actually did beauty pageants in the years of Doreen Morris, when Doreen Morris still used to do the Miss Essays, and I used to train girls for beauty pageants. That's what I actually used to do. And the first thing I did was introduce them to one English newspaper, one Afrikaans newspaper every single day, because a lot of the back sort of backstage stuff and behind the scenes stuff is about interviewing the candidate for, do you know at least one female minister? Do you know who the president of the country is? And because you're going to become an ambassador for the country, and therefore you need to know these things. So yeah, those were my heydays. It seems to me that WhatsApp will block the use of the chat platform on certain older phones. Is it time for me to change my old Ericsson 2110 or something like that?
I think it might be. So, I mean, I find this interesting because, it's this thing of, we are forced to upgrade our technology whether we like it or not, because everyone uses WhatsApp. So now they've been saying this for a while, that December 2019 is going to be the date that certain phones will no longer work on this platform. And it seems like all Windows phones, sorry, what is a Windows phone? I don't even know. Windows phones will stop working on December the 31st.
I think it's that stuff where you open the curtains.
But are these smartphones? Okay, you know, I just don't know. I'm such a sort of Samsung.
I'm not a tech guru, but I think, if your phone's not operating on Android or on iOS, it's an old phone.
Yeah. Okay, so those are out the window. Then, funnily enough, literally, you can throw it out the window. And then that'll be followed by blocks for iPhones running anything older than iOS 7 and Android devices with versions 2.3.7 installed. So these Android and iPhone blocks will come into force from 1 February 2020. So there's already a list of phones that have been that don't work: Nokias, their Blackberries, you know, various phones. So it's just interesting that, you know, it forces you to buy a new phone if you want to use WhatsApp. Mm.
And the other thing is that battery life on phones are not even, I get up with a full battery in the morning at about 4 o'clock, right, and by 9 o'clock that battery's gone.
Yes, and I just recently upgraded. I actually waited longer than normal to a new Android. Mm. And the charging plug had a different adapter. It's the smaller one, the bigger one, not the smaller one. And that really annoys me. Why isn't there one universal standard? Why must there be extra plastic plugs lying around the world that can never be used again?
I've got a big plastic box at home for dead cell phone chargers, anything from a Nokia 5110. So if you want one, come and get one from me. The artwork that we spoke about on Friday, on sale for $120,000 in Miami. Run us through this. It's an overripe banana duct taped to a wall.
Right. So that was the artwork, an overripe banana duct taped to a wall that sold for that exorbitant price. But obviously there's a whole lot of meaning behind it, and it's meant to represent things like global trade, and it's called Comedian because it's got allusions to slipping on a banana peel and all these clever things that installation artworks hold. But another installation performance artist took the banana off the wall and ate it. So three buyers had bought the limited edition pieces of the banana art last week, which is more mind-blowing to me. Anyway, and apparently, although they were a bit angry, the banana was swiftly replaced and no further action will be taken.
So I'm going to tape a banana to the outside of the building and see how much I can get for it?
I think you should.
Any specific tape I should be using?
Well, that duct tape. And I was thinking about the meaning of the whole banana thing. I mean, that silver duct tape for me also has connotations of, you know, people who get tied up when they're abducted. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe there's a statement about that duct tape with the banana on the wall. About something about how we're all, you know, trapped in this consumer world.
Isn't this the interpretation of art? It's whatever you think and whatever you see and whatever you feel, because you might see that. I might just see the banana.
And for all our laughing about that installation piece, we were discussing it on Friday in the office before I came up to do this, and we ended up having a long conversation about all these meanings. So that is the nature of, that is good art. If you stand in front of it and you have a conversation or a reaction, it's done its duty.
That's the top three for Bob's Wire this morning, running us through the Miss Universe pageant. And if you haven't seen it, go on to capetalk.co.za.